It's Tuesday, March 4, 2025.
It's going to reach into every state and every community nationwide.
Trump administration's federal funding freeze hits America's farmers very hard. Extreme drought, high winds spark more than 100 wildfires in South Carolina. Plus,
these are some senior people who were terminated yesterday.
Trump and Musk fire experienced meteorologists from the National Weather Service.
All of that firing first, aiming later, straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The Parks Department this week got rid of 1,000 people. Smokey the Bear is now working at Starbucks.
Only you can prevent people from using the bathroom who haven't bought a cup of coffee first. This is your Green News Report. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen, we are celebrating 16 years of the Green News Report. Of course, I put the word celebrating into air quotes there,
yes.
But happy anniversary.
Yes, and to you too.
Thank you. What do you got for us today?
Well, first up, a state of emergency in parts of South Carolina. Thousands were forced to evacuate a wildfire near Myrtle Beach that spread rapidly over the weekend. Officials say it's one of more than 175 wildfires burning in North and South Carolina, triggered by a combination of unseasonal drought, critically dry fuels, extremely low humidity, and unusually high winds.
Has Donald Trump threatened to take away their disaster aid because they didn't sweep their forest floors yet?
No, he has not.
Huh.
Officials in the Carolinas got advance warning of the increased fire danger from the National Weather Service. But the Trump administration on Friday fired hundreds of weather forecasters and other critical federal employees at the Weather Service and its parent agency, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It is part of the wave of indiscriminate mass firings across the federal government by Donald Trump and his top campaign donor, Elon Musk. Dismantling and privatizing NOAA is also a key goal of Project 2025. The firing purge hit most divisions at NOAA, weather, oceans, biodiversity, climate research, and planetary monitoring, even forecasters who do crucial forecasts at local Weather Service offices. Trump even fired experienced staff of the Hurricane Hunters crew, who fly airplanes into hurricanes to ensure Americans get accurate forecasts.
Who needs them?
On NBC News, just fired former senior NOAA meteorologist Andrew Hazelton warned that the agency is already understaffed.
It's going to be hard to pick up the slack, and it may degrade or make the forecast less accurate over time, and that's something we really don't want to see, and we hope that can be avoided.
Do you think accurate tsunami warnings are important?
Nah.
Well, too bad. Trump and Musk fired scientists at the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center. Mass firings across the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are likely to thwart efforts to control destructive sea lamprey populations in the Great Lakes. Trump also fired scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who had been working on projects to defend against pests and disease and improve crop yields and protect against climate-intensified extreme weather.
I'm sure none of this will come back to haunt us. And by the way, it's a complete coincidence that Project 2025 called for the exact same thing.
And, you know, it's not just the mass firings. The Trump administration's indiscriminate freeze on government funding, already appropriated by Congress at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is hurting farmers across the country who have not been paid for work they already completed under contract last year, leaving many farmers on the hook for payments. Farmers are also struggling to make critical planting decisions for spring as billions of dollars in promised federal funding remain frozen by the Trump administration.
How are you feeling about those votes for Donald Trump last November, farmers?
In a separate action, a group of farmers has filed suit against the USDA for unlawfully deleting vital climate change data from its website that they use for planning purposes. And finally, in a really disturbing move that strikes at the heart of U.S. environmental law, the Trump White House has also formally moved to scrap all rules crafted under the National Environmental Policy Act. That act is a foundational statute widely known as the Magna Carta of environmental laws. Among its roles is giving communities and non-industrial stakeholders a voice in projects that will impact their homes and communities. The Trump White House now says it will issue a new rule to rescind all regulations issued under the National Environmental Policy Act since it was signed in 1977.
Oh, man. For much more on all of those stories, stop by our website at greennews.bradblog.com and stop by bradblog.com/donate to help us celebrate 16 years of connecting the climate change dots over your public airwaves. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun. I got my